Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Oh, man, if you started ENN with what Michael just said off the air, it'd be a tremendous start to the show. Guys, welcome to a little segment we do every single weekday here at 6 o'clock called ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
It's presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. 888-24-LAW-24. That's 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back. Let's start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm not the guy people expect me to be.
And to Don.
Watched it like porn.
And to myself. They got all your favorite butts.
Yeah, you said that, by the way. Instead of bets, you said butts.
They got all your favorite butts.
What's wrong with you?
Maybe I was still thinking about the Pornhub Bowl. And to Jeff Passan, good evening.
Happy New Year, Yankee boy.
That was tremendous.
That's going to have a life.
You can hear the life.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Yankee boy.
Been a rough couple of days for the case, sir.
But what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Michael.
But you know
hang
what?
There,
that's a drop.
I could be killed by this.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bad things in the air.
Yeah, you know, listen, whenever the old, whenever you go to Google at like 9:30 at night,
right,
and the first thing that comes up is an article about that says Michael K, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's rarely great
very
news.
Rarely good, yeah.
Yeah, it's very rarely like, Michael K, famed broadcaster, does a terrific job. You should listen to him.
Right. That wasn't that story.
No.
I was having breakfast with the kids, so I just went to the Google. I wanted to look something up, and there's a picture of Michael. All right.
It's a good picture, though. They used
to be that kind of day. Yeah.
So how does it do that? That's just them knowing who we are and that we obviously interact with a lot of things, Michael K?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
So you didn't
Google.
See it?
No.
Google made it look.
Michael K.
Yeah, they made it sound like Google's. It looks like Google's personalized. It's just
really?
The K.
That's great.
Google vehicle.
Great. You do some performative great radio, and people think all of a sudden
worked.
You're a ghoul.
You know what?
You're an actor.
By the way, it did work.
Well, what do you mean
spit
it worked?
It's
been a rough couple of days for the case, sir. now I'm this terrible person that was trying to get somebody fired.
Yeah, people thought you were a terrible person before.
But, you know, you said something very smart off the air earlier.
I am a very smart guy.
You said if people only knew what people do behind the scenes stuff like that.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. People don't realize. You know the kind of checkers you'd be playing if what you said on the air was actually real?
I'd be a moron.
Yeah, it would be. It's sometimes it's sort of like the people who cover wrestling.
Right.
A lot of the quote journalists who cover wrestling, they know that it's performance.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you know, a wrestler will lose a match and they'll start speculating on how upset the wrestler is. And I'm like, I don't think you understand that they know the job they're doing. You don't.
Yeah, but they could. I understand that, though. They could still be upset that they were written to lose.
Sure, every once in a while that can happen.
Right.
But, like, in a lot of circumstances, it's like, no, they're happy the match went off well. That's it.
Anybody believe the story that Michael did that on the air was real are the same people that beat soap opera stars with handbags outside the studio thinking that they're actually the character they play.
Wow.
Like, you buy it too. Like, you remember the Howard Cosell stuff? Fired, hired, promoted. It's wrong.
Oh, it's off.
That was all outtakes. That was off the air. Like, that's if it had been on the air, then it would be different. But
have it, Anthony?
The fact that it's on the air tells you that it's all for goofs.
Howard Cosell, his rant, it's in there. Don't you worry. I wonder how it's labeled. Hired, fired? You think it's Cosell, hired, fired?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously Andrew knows.
It's It was, yeah, exactly. It wasn't Bill O'Reilly. Remember the famous Bill O'Reilly outtake?
I'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, take us out? Take us out. What does that mean?
Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie. Was I upset about the comment?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
But it was performative because I'm such a good performer on the air. But if people want to run with it, people on social media, you're the worst, what a low life. Okay, whatever.
But that's
not qualified, hired, promoted.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
But it's a blurry line. What they don't understand is that you could both be simultaneously mad and putting on. That's the hard part.
Right. But the story wasn't that Michael was mad. The story was that he was trying to get somebody fired.
Right.
Right. But I wasn't.
Right. Because why would you take it to the air? If you had the power that you were claiming you had, you would kind of show the schematic.
Now you realize.
Because, yeah,
you know who's the big winner here?
Who?
Ray Santiago.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Ray, do you see that there's a huge Barstool podcast? The name of the episode on yesterday's episode, Don, was Ray Santiago. That's the name of the episode.
But if people don't listen, like if Michael had the power to just make one phone call, then he wouldn't have to go to the air.
Well, no. I believe he might have had the power, but he just wouldn't do it.
I do have the power. I mean, I'm the same guy, Don, that you actually get angry. Over 21 years, I've never called for anybody to be fired, even if they're bad at their job.
Don's waiting for it.
And I mean, in sports, like managers or coaches, I just don't think it's right. So I really meant that, you bunch of morons. You really think I meant that? Clown.
Yeah, he wouldn't even call for Joe Judge's job.
Right.
And he's going to call for Ray's?
Ben McAdoo, I didn't say. And I just called him Ben McAdoo, but I didn't ask him to be fired.
That's a great point. All right, let's get into
it. I'm going to open up Google tomorrow, and it's going to say Michael K. calls his listeners morons.
Right. That's big too. let's.
Oh, the ones that thought it was real, morons.
Of course.
Tough day for the New York Knickerbockers yesterday. Who wants to hear from the King of Boring?
Who is that?
You know who I'm talking about.
Tom Theodiabo.
Tom Theodiabo.
Some of it was, some game plan stuff that, we have to square away. So, and we'll take a look at, the ones that did what we were supposed to do. But there was a few that were created because of overhelp that shouldn't have happened.
Oh, my God.
Did you fall asleep just then?
I don't know how any. Obviously, you were trying to make a joke there. But, I don't know how anybody could think that forwarding that information is good for anybody.
Is Randall phased at all by some of the tough misses last night?
I still shot him, So it's miss or make league, man, and the same shots I've practiced and put thousands and thousands of hours in. So I'm not really worried about it. They'll go in next game.
Man, I'll tell you what, he's an interesting player, man. Say what you will, guys, when Randall's good, when he's really feeling it, he's a really special player. And then he can have nights like last night where you're just not sure. But when he's at his best, man, Randall can go. And also, can we take a moment, Michael, and give a little bit of credit to the Knicks and to Randall for sort of righting the ship in terms of his relationship with the fan base again?
Well, I think
that seems like a distant memory.
You have to give credit to Brunson.
Yeah. And speaking of which,
and fans are going to love you when you perform, and he's performed very well, Randall.
He has.
Last year he didn't.
Go ahead, Don.
I'm sorry, quick. I was listening to the broadcast. He's the best first quarter player in the league.
Yeah, like 9.1 points per game per quarter. But he had a terrible first quarter yesterday. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible, I say.
Let's hear from Jalen Brunson. 40 points. 40 points doesn't mean much when you lose.
40 points enough, is terrible.
So it doesn't really matter to me. It's just the way that everything just played out. I just knew I could have been better. Could have been more efficient. So that's all. That's how I'm looking at it.
40 punts is the Jet offense. Thank you. I'm here all week. Well, maybe.
Okay.
Did you guys?
You're unbelievable.
I'm gonna play you guys a clip, and then I'm gonna tell you what's interesting about said clip.
Oh, said clip.
That's right. Listen, this is from CBS Television yesterday.
Ooh.
Last number. Let's see a red 7, please. Yes! What a good win. What a good win to start this show. Way to go.
I'm sure you guys could hear what that was.
Price is Right.
That's right. The Price is Right. And the contestant there was very excited to win a Toyota sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And that contestant was former Washington Wizard and Indiana Hoosier Jared Jeffries.
Yeah, and
really?
Nick.
Oh, yeah, and New York Nick as well. I apologize.
Now, did they just pull him out of the audience, or was it a special sports?
I think he was a regular contestant. Anthony, no? Was that a special like sports thing, or was he a regular?
Not that I know of.
Yeah,
Jared Jeffries won a car.
He was very excited. Did you see the clip?
He was
jumping up and down.
For a Toyota like Avalon.
Yeah.
I wonder who's getting that car.
Maybe his kid. Maybe him.
You know, good for him.
You know what? Whatever makes you happy.
Driving around a Toyota sedan. He's a little tall for a Toyota sedan.
Well, don't be knocking Toyota. Do you know that Toyota spelled backwards is a Toyota?
Hold on. Toyota.
Right. A Toyota.
That's right, man.
Spelled backwards is a Toyota.
Oh, a Toyota spelled backwards is a Toyota. You need that A.
That's why I said it the way I did.
You're unbelievable.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's see. Jerry Jones was asked, will this playoff game have an impact on Mike McCarthy's job security?
No. I don't even want to. No.
What?
That's it. I don't need to go into all the pluses or minuses, but we're not seeing any. We're not basing. I've got a lot more to evaluate Mike McCarthy on than this playoff game.
I'm sorry. What? That's more important than this playoff game.
We get to suck on that all week.
I don't understand.
I don't know. There was a part that was kind of like it was a genuine response. Like it wasn't scripted at all.
No.
Like it was
authentically stupid, Don. It was an authentically stupid point to make.
Well, the way I look at it was like no, and then like he's thinking, could I fire? No.
I think there are other factors. Hold on. So, real quick, you just got absolutely destroyed for no reason against your division rival who was playing for nothing. Then you go into a playoff game and lose to a completely untalented, low-rent version of the Tampa Bay Bucks. You're not considering firing him after that?
Can you imagine?
Tom Brady is 7-0. Lifetime against the Cowboys.
Oh, boy.
5-0 with the Patriots, 2-0 with the Bucs. I'm sorry, Don. I interrupted you.
But this Cowboy team beat up that, Tampa pretty good earlier in the season. But I Mike McCarthy's just not a very good coach.
I agree.
No, he's not. Come on.
I'd rather have Gene
McCarthy.
He's
won a Super Bowl.
He was great.
He
was a great
job.
Agent, though, wasn't he, Don?
Yeah. I don't want to say I miss him. Russ is doing a good job, but
I miss him.
I got a couple. He worked a couple of nice contracts for me.
I love the man.
But this is a different Mike McCarthy,
right?
And I don't think he's Peter. Am I wrong? I don't think he's.
I don't think he's very good.
He has Super Bowl.
I know.
Who doesn't have a Super Bowl?
Well, a lot of coaches.
That's a good point.
But we get to suck on that all week.
All right. Who are you taking, Chuck Knox or Mike McCarthy?
And by the way, Don, the Cowboys did not beat Tampa. They lost 19-3.
What? I had it backwards then.
That was on opening night. Dak had 134 yards.
That's what I knew. It was early in the season. I got it backwards. I apologize. Thank you for correcting me.
That was really Anthony Greek.
He's very good.
He didn't text me.
Well, he didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I want to get it right.
I'm the type of guy who doesn't mind hurting feelings.
Don, are you just like off somewhere listening to Talking Heads really loudly? Oh, we'll change.
I got to tell you, the Garden's been kind today. Really, I don't think it's been a problem. Do you?
No.
No, we want soundtrack with all of our words.
Yes, no, really.
Compared to what it can be like,
today was a good day. I got to say it was a good day.
Let's see. The Bears general manager, Ryan Poles, backed Justin Fields. Well, sort of backed Justin Fields. said it would take a major haul for them to even consider moving the quarterback. You want to hear it? Here's what it sounded like.
Yeah, we had good conversations. I'm excited for the direction he's going. And as I mentioned before, he knows where he has to improve. I think you mentioned that the other day. So we're excited about his development and where he goes next. He showed ability to be impactful with his legs. There's flashes with his arm. Now if we can put that together, I think we have something really good.
Yeah, I don't know how to take that. Sounds like he's going to stay, but there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, I take it with a grain of salt. They're not going to tell you the truth.
All it is what Mike Tannenbaum said, is you get to reset the clock on a quarterback. Right? And so instead of having 1 year to have to figure it out, you can start and have another three. But I don't know if you're improving yourself. I mean, who's the one that's definitely going to be the number one pick? This isn't a Trevor Lawrence year. This isn't a Peyton Manning year, is it?
Well, the kid from Alabama, right?
Yeah, I think it is pretty much. I don't know if it's not a Trevor Lawrence year, but I'm pretty confident the mock drafts are all saying something similar.
Don, did you know it's Pat Benatar's birthday today?
I think.
Yeah, she's 70.
70.
That's big.
And Rod Stewart's 78 today.
I feel like Bryce Young, though, he's pretty consensus the number one. But hey, speaking of.
You got Stroud.
Speaking of all football people are liars, the Washington Commanders have parted ways with Scott Turner, a.k.a. Baby Norville. No one calls him that. He signed a 3-year extension last offseason. He's been with Ron Rivera for 7 years, including the past three in Washington. And before that, 4 years with the Panthers, and he's out. Poor offensive rankings for this team. But here's my question. Someone posted earlier on Twitter. It's a very good point. I have to look up and do the math. How many people has Carson Wentz gotten fired over the last few years for playing terribly? It's a death sentence. You get Carson Wentz, you might lose your job.
What happened to Carson Wentz? That's the biggest question.
I remember Don LaGreca and I were in lockstep in 2017 in thinking Carson Wentz might be the best quarterback, the new quarterback in football.
I will fight you after this.
Well, he was on his way to surely win the MVP.
It was.
So he got hurt.
I believe he dove for a touchdown in L.A. against the Rams, got hurt. Foles wins the Super Bowl, and then a journey into macabre.
The name of Don's 19th book.
I think he made the dive for the touchdown in the game where the Cowboys beat Tampa earlier this year.
I don't understand.
The game that Don got wrong.
I still don't understand.
He said that the Cowboys beat Tampa Bay.
Oh.
He's just not letting me up for a mistake that I was gladly happy to be corrected on.
Listen, I'm not calling you to be fired.
Wait.
No. You'll make that call after the show.
Wait. Don said that Dallas crushed Tampa.
Crushed them.
What was the score?
19-3 Tampa.
Right. I knew, Peter, it was week one, okay?
It's a long time ago.
It was going on 19 weeks ago. I knew the game was a blowout because it was on national
and
television.
And Dak got hurt,
I just got it
right.
No,
he had 134 yards.
I screwed it up. I admit I screwed
it up.
That's
right.
But Michael wants to accentuate
it. But you can't say I knew it was a blowout. I mean, you got it wrong.
Well, he didn't know. He knows.
Also, 19-3 is not a blowout.
Don,
yes, it is.
Don, I remember. Here's let me defend Don. In Don's mind's eye, Susan.
Right.
He said he remembered that the game happened and that the score was something of note. Like,
right.
Wow, that happened? And in his mind, it was Dallas beating Tampa Bay. Unfortunately, in being a sports talk host on the number one show in the number one market in all of the land.
Really?
This show. I'm talking about this show.
Really?
He got it completely backwards. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I just got it backwards.
Now, Don, listen.
Yes.
Don't be upset. We're having fun. I mean, I can't get out from under having fun 2 days ago. So just relax, okay?
I'm not upset.
Yeah.
I wasn't upset I made the mistake. I wanted to be corrected. I just found it interesting that you continue to bring it up.
I'm just trying to get
laughs. In a way that people didn't even know where the hell you were talking about.
I'm trying to get – well, no, Peter didn't because he very rarely listens to the show.
I tune in for the good parts.
Anyway, the two things we got right. At the time, Carson Wentz was one of the best quarterbacks in football.
We were right. We knew it.
Our arguments with Andrew that he was injury prone. And now it's like talent prone.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing.
How
don't
about
scream
Andrew?
Don't defend him.
Andrew had his soccer podcast buddy over his house.
I saw that.
Yeah. So you've been over Andrew's house.
Yeah.
Right. JJ's been over at Andrew's house.
Well, of course he has. They're best friends.
Michael and Don, never even an invite.
You wouldn't want to go.
Why not? I love Andrew.
I love Andrew, too. But you guys are really going to go.
I would. He doesn't live that far from me.
Look, true. I'll get behind anything.
True.
Well, what is for the game last night?
No, they were doing something. They're trying to come up with merchandise, I think, for their podcast.
Podcast. Very popular.
He was over
very
at Andrew's house. Did anything outside. Happen to Andrew's children?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, because he
the history.
Almost
like
took out Charlie's
eye.
Or yeah, almost took out his eye.
Remember a couple years ago when Michael pulled that Super Bowl party out from under our nose? Little did we know I wouldn't have a chance for a Super Bowl party for years because of the pandemic.
And you know what? Over. Just think about it. That was in February. So we had to cancel because Charlie had the flu. It would have been a super spreader event. Somebody would have had COVID.
100%. I actually agree with you, but I'm never going to stop giving you a hard time.
That's all right.
Because I know how much food you had to throw out.
Throw out and pay for.
Give us a number. Was it a five-figure situation?
No, not five figures.
Yummy.
Four figures.
It was a four-figure situation.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Not a five-figure
situation.
So you
don't like leftovers?
Well, we had some, but I mean, how many chicken fingers and, like, you know, hot dogs are you going to have?
Ask my kids. They eat it every day.
Well, I should have given you a tray, but you aren't going to come to the party, so you get nothing.
And like it.
I was unavailable, not that I didn't want to go.
You were in the city, and you were not coming.
That's right.
Okay. That's not unavailable. That's
Peter,
a choice. That's a choice.
It was a choice not to go, and I told you I wasn't going to do it.
Right, and I understood, kind of.
Because it was after the game. The game ends at 9:30. I wasn't going to do that. Mm-hmm. That'd be silly.
So what game is this for you, Don? What Ranger game?
30.
And how many have they played?
This will be their 42nd.
Well, let's do the math.
On this day.
30 out of 42.
That sounds like most.
Yeah. Sounds like the voice of.
Go ahead. Real quick, before we move forward here, do you know the total that you're going to do for the rest of the season, or does it unfold as time goes on?
To the whim of Kenny.
No, I have I have them down, but it could end up being more.
Kenny's whim.
The Don's 21st book.
21st book. Kenny's whim.
On this day, back in 1982.
Montana, looking, throwing in the end zone. It's a madhouse at Candlestick with 51 seconds left.
The great Scully.
That's it.
That is truly one of the great moments of all time, not just in football, but in broadcasting in general.
It's the great Scully.
The great Vin Scully. And that will do it for ENN, presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. Almost 35 years of getting accident victims every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino, bite back.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.